Now, Jerry, Bob Wilson wants to know, could the Big Bang be part of a repeating cycle of expansion and retraction? In other words, has the universe been through more than one Big Bang in the past?
That's a pretty big question just to sneak in like that, Chris. The answer is, in principle, yes. We have a model, a description of cosmology and the origin of the universe, in which the universe started as an infinitesimally tiny volume with a very, very large amount of energy in it indeed. This energy, essentially from nothing, expanded very rapidly, much, much faster than the speed of light for a longish time by its standards, about a millionth of a second by our standards. And that led to a universe that was incredibly stretched out and incredibly huge, and a teeny, teeny part of that original universe is what we see as our universe today. Now, that picture, which when you plug it into Einstein's general relativity, provides an excellent description of all our observations. But it makes no sense at all. You have to make up all sorts of assumptions. You have to guess why numbers are the way they are. So it may be right, but it's clearly not a complete description. We don't have a quantum gravity description of what really happened in those early days. And so people are investigating all sorts of possibilities, even though there's no evidence, direct evidence as yet for it. One indeed is this, which in the jargon is called epchirotic, which is this idea that the universe is a repeating cyclic event. And so we are on generation X of the universe. As I say, there's no evidence for this, but the current evidence is that the universe is in fact accelerating its expansion and will accelerate into a universe of essentially nothing. So we've gone from intense concentration to intense cold permanent death, which is pretty dreary.
So it's blowing up. So it's blowing up all the time. It's getting bigger, but the older it gets, the faster it grows.
It's going faster rather than slower. Yes, the weight of the universe ought to be slowing it down, but something else is out there speeding it up. We don't know what this other stuff is. It's probably something similar to what happened in the very first instant of the universe. It's called inflation for obvious reasons. That inflation stopped. Maybe this one will. Maybe it'll turn around. Current lack of knowledge is that no, that won't happen, and bad luck, this is just all we've got. But it's quite possible that in the far future, the universe will be a much, much more interesting place than we think it will be today.
Well, there's something to look forward to at least. Jerry, thank you very much.